Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those on your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double-stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety Double Stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, besides a few isolated dress deals in parts of the north, the cash cattle trade was very quiet today following active trade volume generated at midweek. According to the closing report, the national hog base is 55 cents lower compared to that of the prior day's settlement. The corn market, meanwhile, has closed generally a nickel lower, pressured by larger-than-expected estimates of South American production and total world stocks. The stock market settled near unchanged with the Dow up 2 points, NASDAQ positive by one. In live cattle, futures closed 17 to 52 higher, with the front end crawling a little faster than the back end. Contracts were cautiously supported by short covering and generally constructive fundamentals. Yet the board continued to churn within a well-established range, with final settlements suggesting no real change in price direction. Beef cutouts were sharply higher, up $1.71, with moderate to good demand and light to moderate offerings. Meanwhile, feeders surged forward with triple-digit gains. Besides the strength of feedlot cash and firming live futures, feeder issues were supported by the weakening corn market and the premium of the cash index. Spot March managed to close above its 40 moving average for the first time since January 27th. And grain futures were mostly lower today, dampened by the follow-through selling from bearish USDA reports out yesterday. And corn prices saw more weakness overnight with a higher open, quickly giving way to modest but steady selling. May corn appeared to be confirming a break below its 100-day moving average, targeting a long-term support line. Soybeans were lower after steady follow-through selling on the heels of Thursday's bearish forecast for Brazilian production. May futures tried to firm a little off of lows in the morning break, but battled to avoid a break below both short and long-term support lines that could signal an end to the six-month rally. And finally, wheat prices were mixed today as the market tried focusing on weather concerns while ignoring bearish corn and soybean trade. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.